I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. Pulitzer Prize-winning author and Alabama native Harper Lee died this morning at the age of 89. Lee is best known for To Kill a Mockingbird, the story of a girl nicknamed Scout growing up in a Depression-era southern town. The story's about a black man who was wrongfully accused of raping a white woman, and Scout's father, the resolute lawyer Atticus Finch, defends him despite threats and the scorn of many. Don Noble is a professor emeritus of English at the University of Alabama. He says her hometown of Monroeville will not be the same without her.
One can still walk around in Monroeville, go see the courthouse square, go into the courtroom that was the site for the great trial with Atticus and To Kill a Mockingbird, but it'll be different. People will know now that she's gone, and I think that does make a difference.
Just last year, a second novel, Go Set a Watchman, was discovered by her publisher. It was released last July. The National Weather Service says four tornadoes touched down throughout South Alabama when severe storms hit the state earlier this week. Officials say damage surveys after the storms Monday showed that tornadoes ranging between EF0 and EF1 in strength touched down in Montgomery, Russell, Lee, and Pike counties. Officials say a twister with peak winds of 80 miles per hour struck Montgomery and a tornado with peak winds of 105 miles per hour struck Pike County. Forecasters say a tornado that hit Russell County had a peak wind speed of 90 miles per hour, and a fourth twister that began in Russell County and traveled into Lee County had a peak wind speed of 75 miles per hour. NWS officials say the storms caused building damage and uprooted trees. Alabama native and Olympic track and field legend Jesse Owens is being remembered as the movie Race hits the silver screen today. The movie highlights his struggle as an African-American athlete and his accomplishments by winning four gold medals in the 1936 Olympic Games in then-Nazi Germany. Joyce Cole is a co-director of the Jesse Owens Museum. She says Owens' legacy lives on in his hometown of Oakville.
He's never been forgotten. You can ask any school child who Jesse Owens is, and they'll be able to answer. And that might not be the case with other athletes in the state of Alabama.
Cole says up to 70,000 people a year visit the museum, and its foot traffic increases during Olympic years. This year, the 2016 Games are in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. A 40% chance of late showers in the Tennessee Valley tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy skies in central and west Alabama this evening with lows in the mid-50s. And mostly clear skies in Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight with lows in the mid-50s. I'm Mackenzie Bates, reporting for Alabama Public Radio News.